Welcome to Food Neighbourhood, San Marco 24. I am Marcus Hippie. All cities have areas the locals love for their food and drink offerings, and in this series we get to know these places. Today we are off to Italy and the country's second city, Milan, where we delve into some of the gastronomic delights to be had in the city's popular Brera neighbourhood. Our guide on this tour of food shops and restaurants is Monaco's Milan correspondent, Ivan Cavallio.
Once a haven for artists, Milan's Brera neighborhood is today where locals satisfy their appetite. Given Italy's culinary riches, residents aren't tempted to follow food fads found elsewhere. While Brera has seen a smattering of gourmet hamburger joints open their doors of late, these have had mixed results. To enjoy happy hour, many still fall back on old favorites, like wine shop Nombre Divine, next to the San Marco Basilica. Like many things in this buttoned-up city, the best part of this enoteca, which has reinforced its offering by adding a full-fledged kitchen, is hidden from view. Descend a flight of stairs, and you're in the cellar. Once a refectory, where Augustinian friars enjoyed simple meals in silence. Today, it's a bustling venue, lined with hundreds of bottles of Italian and foreign labels, where patrons unwind with a glass of their favorite vintage. Nombre Divine carries niche producers like Sicily's Arianna Occhipinti with their Nero d'Avola and Frappato wines, and bigger names like South Tyrol's Cantina Terlano, known for their aged white wines. Bubbly is a regular feature on the menu, as sommelier Marco Moroni searches out producers from beyond the well-known Champagne and Prosecco regions.
Stiamo servendo Revi, dosaggio zero, 2012.
After tasting one of Marco's traditional method sparkling wines, made from Chardonnay grapes from Italy's Trentino region, it's time to move on. Next stop is Parma & Co., a deli where owner Camillo Carmignani serves up the choicest cuts of charcuterie. Get him talking, and it's not long before he turns the subject to one of Italy's most prized cured meats, culatello di Zibello.
Vorrei tre etti di culatello, per favore. Culatello is practically as a cut, is the fillet of the ham. The culatello is a cut that comes from the rump of the pig. To be dried cured, is put into a pig's bladder and hanged in the cellar for minimum 16 months to 24. It depends on the result that you wanna get finally. The pig that are used for the culatello are the best pig selected in the area. The salt that is used to make the culatello is a very low percentage, because what we want is a very, very sweet result of the meat. It's a dried cured meat that needs a lot of humidity to get to the proper age. And we consider one of the best dry cured meat that we produce.
To pair with their select cuts of pork, diners at Parma & Co. receive bags of piping hot gnocco fritto, a tasty fried dough, as well as chunks of aged Parmigiano-Reggiano cheese. Staying on the same street, a few steps down from Parma & Co. is chocolatier Guido Gobino's Bijou Boutique, home to the finest sweets in the city. In this earthly paradise, locals satisfy their sweet tooth or pick up delicious treats for friends. Made at Gobino's Turin factory and delivered fresh daily, his assortment includes bite-sized gianduja sweets made with quality chocolate sourced from leading slow food producers and the prized Piemontese hazelnuts. A must for newcomers is his award-winning Cremino al Sale, a chocolate cube he concocted with sea salt and extra virgin olive oil. Pushing on in our search of what makes Brera a sought-after spot for hungry locals, we arrive at Dry in Via Solferino. Opened in 2013, this establishment shook things up in tradition-minded Italy with a new recipe for dining, putting together a pizzeria and cocktail bar under one roof. Now locals, and a growing number of foreign visitors to Milan, flock here each evening to sip retro cocktails, made by the competent hands of the bartending team, led by Guglielmo Mariello. Among the drinks in demand is the Corpse Reviver No. 2, made with an Italian fortified wine, and the ever-popular French 75 that uses champagne and gin with lemon juice and that is then poured into a chilled vintage glass. Away from the hustle and bustle at the bar, Simone Lombardi mans the wood-fired pizza oven, which the owners had sent up from Naples. Lombardi kneads the dough with a lightning-quick technique as he whips up one of the most requested items on the menu, a plate of focaccia that is laced with mouth-watering toppings, such as creamy stracciatella di bufala cheese and prosciutto.
Questo tipo di stesura si ispira alla tradizione partenopea. È una stesura un po' definita così a schiaffo, l'ho modificata un po'.
Lombardi perfected his trade in Naples. He says the success of Dry's pizza, which is smaller in size and easier to digest, is that it is made using a pre-fermented dough with a small amount of yeast, and that it is left to rise for 72 hours. Dry's sustained success shows that a little innovation to a time-honored dining concept works much better with Milanese diners than fads. In Brera, for Monocle, I'm Ivan Carvalho.
This was episode number 18 of Food Neighborhoods. This time we were in Milan's Brera neighborhood with Ivan Carvalho. For more food and drink stories, tune into The Menu every Friday at 1900 London time. You can also come and see a special edition of The Menu, which will be recorded in front of a live audience next month. On Friday, the 24th of February, Monocle's Josh Fennert, myself, and a panel of experts will be discussing London as a culinary capital, what is still missing, what should it pick up from elsewhere, and what kind of lessons it will be able to offer other major cities around the world. If you want to be in that audience, head to monocle.com for more details. I am Markus Hippi, thank you for listening, and bye for now.